Lord talks about his union with the Father, that they love one another and live with one another, and that we should live in Christ as Christ lives in the Father and through him in the Father, and that this should be our joy. Our Lord says at the end, I tell you all this, that my joy may be yours and your joy may be complete. We should have the joy of Christ, and we have an opportunity to have that joy no matter what happens to us in this life, whether the times are good or bad, because we have the love of Christ. And he lets us know very clearly that really what we need to do is keep his commandments. If we live in the state of grace, keep the commandments of God, if we seek his grace at the throne of his mercy in the sacrament of confession, and most especially at his own table at the altar of God, the blessed sacrament, then we have, in fact, everything that we need to be joyful and to be joyful always. The saints were never too terribly overcome by the hardships of life, nor excessively overawed or overjoyed by the things of this world. They lived in a stable state of peace and joy. It wasn't, you know, without its ups and downs, but they were always able to maintain their peace. I believe it was St. Francis de Sales said that any time something happened that would really get him upset, and as a founder of a religious community and having many burdens on his shoulders, that was not unfrequent, he would go before the Blessed Sacrament and he wouldn't leave until his peace was restored. And he would abandon things into God's hands. And when he would do that, you know, the peace would come back, and then he would go out and he would do what he had to do and recognize that no matter what the outcome of the things that he was concerned about were, that God had his hand in it, because he was trying to do God's will and he was living in the grace of Christ. Today we also celebrate the feast day or the memorial of Blessed Damian of Molokai, who was another great soul who lived in the love of Christ and kept God's commandments and found his joy there, so much so that he was able to live a tremendously heroic life. Went to Molokai knowing that he was going to minister to the lepers, and knowing also that once he had spent some time with the lepers, he basically would not be able to have contact with the mainland or with non-lepers ever again off of the island. He had a very difficult time winning over the lepers, who felt abandoned by everyone and didn't trust him. And when he preached the faith and he preached, he had a lot of preaching to do, because a lot of the lepers had despaired and had turned to debauchery. And so he had a really hard time bringing a lot of people back to the faith on that island, and doing it basically single-handedly, all alone, even threats against his death, having to deal with the mainland government that very often wasn't providing legitimately for the lepers. He was constantly under stress and embattled, and yet he always, for the love of God, exercised fraternal charity towards the lepers and experienced the joy of Christ in his ministry. So we all can find the grace of God and the joy that Jesus wants us to have in our state in life and in the duties that are entrusted to our care, if only we seek the grace of the Lord and ask him to help us keep his commandments. Let us turn then also to the cause of our joy, the Blessed Mother, who is the first tabernacle of God, the one who carried Jesus in her womb for 9 months, and the one who was given the greatest privilege anyone could be given, to be his mother and to experience his presence in her life in a singular way. Let Jesus give us joy through the Blessed Mother as we seek to love him as he deserves to be loved and keep his commandments, so that we may remain always in his love and in the love of the Father. Amen.